Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rosano, and this is another episode of the world famous, the universally loved, the best podcast in 1, 2, 3 galaxies. But, ladies and gentlemen, you know, we just call this show online Marketing Moves. And we are coming to you live today. Today is May the 6th, 2023. Ladies and gentlemen, how are you? We're recording this show at night. You know, everybody, I'm happy to be talking to you. I'm happy to be conversing. I'm happy to be recording this show. I am glad that you are listening. I'm glad that you have become a listener. Please keep listening. Go back, download all the episodes. Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a friend about the best podcast in the galaxy. Now, everybody, I want to discuss today information marketing. I want to discuss, no matter what business you're in, no matter if you do online, offline, does not matter. Ladies and gentlemen, everybody. Should have an information business when it comes to their company, their business. Whether you're a pet groomer, whether you work at a bank, whether you work at Starbucks, if you're a barista at Starbucks, start making content, making videos about the life of a barista. Everybody, more and more people now like to follow everyday people. They like to see the struggle, the journey, the plot. The hero's journey is a time-honored tradition in movies. Doesn't matter the movie, thriller, action, comedy. The hero's journey is a story that's always told. It never gets old. From Rocky to Happy Gilmore, the hero's journey is something that you can use for your information marketing. Think about it like this. You start off with 0 YouTube people, and you start recording yourself, and you start talking about your pet, the pet food that you make. You start talking about that. How the process is made, why you started making the pet food, what's the goal of the pet food, where do you see yourself? And then you start every day, and you're going, and you stop, and you get stopped, but you don't stop, you keep going, and you keep going, and then finally you break through, and you hit a lick, as my brother would say, and then you say, hey, man, I got, you know, 5,000, 10,000, 20,000, 50,000. You know, people love dogs. So I have 50,000 YouTube subscribers for your business, and that side of the information marketing. If you can grow that, if you can grow the content, if you can grow the YouTube channel, if you can grow the podcast, if you can grow the writing, whatever you can grow, it can help tremendously with the other side of your business. Now, I'm going to give you an example. My wife wants to start a load brokering. She wants to start a load brokering business. Okay. So she wants to do load brokering. And In order for people to work with you when it comes to load brokering, when it comes to freight brokering, you have to reach out, get in contact with people. But I told my wife, I said, I am a marketing expert. I mean, we do a show every day called Online Marketing Moves. So what I'm going to do is start to make content specific to the transportation world, to the truck drivers, to the freight brokers, to anybody that's within the realm of transportation. You know, you can write articles, you can write you can make YouTube videos, you can do podcasts. So I'm gotta figure out all this, you know. But I told my wife, if we generate that side, then it'll be easier for us to call people and say, hey, you know, this is, you know, my wife, his name is Kia. I say, hey, this is Kia. I'm with, you know, blah blah blah. And they say, oh yeah, we've seen you online. We know who you are. We would like to work with you. The people buy all the time. The thing is, you want people to get to know you. You want people to get to trust you and like you. You want the repeat customer is better than the repeat customer is. You want to get people into your world so you can they can buy from you over and over. You get a trust, you build a foundation, you build a rapport, and they buy from you over and over. It's a lot better than you trying to get, because once somebody buys from you the first time, it's a lot easier to get the second sale than it is the first sale. The first sale is always going to be the hardest, you know. If you sold me a lemon car, I ain't coming back. If you sold me a good car, treated me well, fixed my car for a low price, this, that, and the other, I'll be back. Even if you charge a little more, but you fix it on time, you tell me that, you know, you're very honest, you're very upfront, I'll bring my car back over there, you know, because I know I can work with you. And I will buy another car and another car. You know, if our relationship is good, why wouldn't I keep coming back for more transactions? And that's the way it is. And that's what you want. You want the best customer is the repeat customer. You know, I'm not saying, hey, it's gonna be people that buy from you once and then wham bam, thank you, ma'am, that's it. But if you can get a few repeat customers, then you are doing something right. And so the more that you can get to know people, the more that they can get to know you and see you for who you are, you know, you build a social media presence, the better off you can be on the other side of your business, you know. So create the information marketing side, learn that, study that. You know, you could become a speaker and an author. You know, there's so many ways you can go when it comes to that. And we talked about this before, but I will always bring it up every now and then because it's a good thing to do because it helps you out on both playing fields, you know. What if you get tired of the business? Because sometimes running a business is hard work. But if you have an information marketing business, you can create a course and you can sell that course for the next 2 years. You can sell that course for the next 3 years. Might have to touch it up a little bit, but you can always sell it, you know. Sometimes things might dry up when it comes to your other side of the business. You know, if you sell shoes, sometimes they might dry up. If you sell ties, you know, it might dry up. If you sell, you know, cars, that might dry up. You know, I'm in the transportation business. Loads for the month of May have been a little, it hasn't been as hot as it was in March. The information side, it keep the business sustained, you know, it keep it flowing. And sometimes you might outpace yourself and you might start getting all these speaking events that you might not even need the business, you know, because sometimes, hey, listen, you want to set up a system. Eventually, you want to set up a system where you it's making you money no matter what time of the day it is. It's making you money whether you're there or not. You know, that's a system that you should be striving for. That's the kind of thing that you want, you know. Man, it's hard running a sole proprietor. It's hard work, you know. My wife did it for 5 years. It's taxing. It's hard work, you know. She could go away, but there was somebody would be there, you know. But you know, you have to call in, you have to check on them, make sure they're doing the right thing, make sure they're not, you know, stealing from you. It's like, hey, I'm running a one truck operation. I need two trucks. If I had two or three trucks, you know, then they, no matter if I was home or not, you know, trucks would be running, money be flowing into the business, you know. So this is why I stress to you. Start the information side, you know, and you will see great results, okay? But ladies and gentlemen, that is it. That is it for the show. We will be back Monday with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. Thank you for listening. God bless. Oh, yeah. Email the show, Tony@TonyRizzano.com. But anyway, ladies and gentlemen, God bless. And we'll talk to you on Monday. And as always, everybody, peace. Hello, everybody. How are you doing today? My name is Tony Rizzano, and this is a bonus episode of the world famous, the University Love, the best podcast of 1, 2, 3 galaxies. Ladies and gentlemen, you and I, we just called the show Online Marketing Moves, and we are coming to you live today. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin. Ladies and gentlemen, it is almost May. It is almost springtime. Well, it is springtime, and it is cold out here. Ladies and gentlemen, this will be my last trip to Green Bay, Wisconsin. Unless my wife has the urge. Well, unless my wife has the urge to go to Green Bay, Wisconsin, I would never drive in the truck again. Ladies and gentlemen, today we're going to talk about faith. We're going to talk about using the word can't. Ladies and gentlemen, when you use the word can't, you are harming yourself. When you say I can't swim, then you probably will never swim. If you say, I don't know how to swim yet, or I don't know how to swim, I gotta learn, then you're okay. But when you say, I can't, whenever you think to yourself, I can't, if you say, I can't start a YouTube channel, why not? We'll stop it. Okay? Everybody can start a YouTube channel. Everybody can do what everybody can do. Now, obviously, some things, think about it. Some things you might not be able to do. If you're 5'2", the chances of you going to the NBA are slim to none. Okay. But there's always a chance that you could, you know. Now, and of course, we all know why most of us can't go into the NBA, because a lot of us, we don't practice as much. We don't take it very seriously. A lot of times the word can't is just an excuse for I don't want to. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people don't want to. There are so many things that you can do, especially if you live in a place, you know, if you live in a place like America, Australia, England, where you have all the resources, you have all the tools, you have libraries, you have all these places you can go, and you don't want to figure out what you can do for yourself, then that's just a you problem. It's not a can't. You know, you can do what you want to do. You can do what you need to do. I know we talked about this the other day. It's like when people try to, I live in America, I'm a black man in America, and people try to say, because I'm black, I can't, I'm oppressed, I'm this, I'm that. No. People in the 1800s, they were oppressed. People that were slaves, they were oppressed. I am not oppressed. I am an American citizen with the will to do whatever, anything that I want to do. We all know there's racism, of course. Don't get me wrong. But to say that somebody is slowing you down, that is ridiculous. That's where faith comes in, because I know that there's only one being that's in charge of my life, and that's the Lord Jesus Christ. Okay. You know, I pray to God every day. I pray to God to give me strength and to give me clarity and to give me wisdom and guidance. And I go with that. I don't really go with, you know, I can't do this and I can't do that because of this, because of that. Sometimes there's things that I want to do and I go, I just don't want to do them. And that's that. And at the end of the day, when you get older, when we all get older, and we and our time is running low, you know, sometimes we don't even know our time is running short. But if you sit there and you reflect and you think, you know, what you done, what you could have done, things you, this is why you don't want to use the word can't, because you don't, you want to turn over every stone that you possibly can. You want to try everything. If there's something that you want to do, if you want to go rock climbing, go rock climbing. Don't use the word, I can't go rock climbing, you know. Hey, if you weigh 350 pounds and your knees hurt, you say, well, right now my knees hurt, but I'm going to, what are you going to do to alleviate this problem so you can go rock climbing if you want to go? You know, there's, can't is a word that none of us should ever use. And one thing I would tell my child is, you know, the word can't is not in the vocabulary. The word can't will not be in your vocabulary. You know, I can't do this, I can't do that. You know, there's no such thing. You can. If there's a will, there's a way, and you can figure it out. And that's for all of us. You know, I can't be this, I can't be that, I can't, you know, I can't direct a movie. Why not? You can direct a movie. Get you a camera. You know, get you a camera, record. You know, come on. There's so many things that you can do that you don't realize that you can do it. And it's amazing what you can do if you just put yourself in the position to start doing it. If you use your brain power, if you say, hey, how can I do this? How can I do that? And you can figure it all out, you know? And that's where faith comes in. With faith, we talked about belief the other day. Belief is you have to believe. And at the same time, the faith part is just doing something and going, I know it's going to work out, you know? I don't care if you're religious or not. I don't care what, if you are religious, I don't care what God you choose to pray to. It's nothing to do with me, because at the end of the day, we are all beings on this earth. We are all people on this earth trying to make it. And you might be from a different part of the world. You might grew up in a different place. So when it comes to, you know, I don't understand people when it comes to religion. I don't understand people who, if you are a Catholic, I remember one time I was walking, I was at the truck stop, and this guy, he said, hey man, you know, he wanted me to read some kind of book. And he said, what religion? I said, well, lately, because I had been going to Catholic church. I live by a Catholic church, and I had been going for like 5 months. You know, I had been going 6 months. And I've been to a lot of different churches, but I've been going to the Catholic church for like 6 months. And I said, well, lately, I've been going to the Catholic church. And he said, Catholic? And I said, hey, man, religion is religion. You know what I mean? I said, what's the problem? I said, I believe in God. You believe in God. That's it. That's all I know. I can't, you know, I don't know the right, the wrong. I'm not here to tell a, you know, if you're Jewish and you believe in that, you know, if you believe in that faith, I can't tell you, you shouldn't do this and you shouldn't do that. And no, that's not my job. I have faith. I believe in the Lord. I believe in God. I believe in the Lord. And that's it. And that's my faith. And that's what I go with. And for people that don't believe, there's still a faith that you can have. You know, there's, if you think about it, as we talked about this before, faith in yourself is doing something every day. Faith is, you say, hey, I'm going to, let's say you write every day. And every day you write, and every day you write for 5 years, 6 years, and every day you write, and every day you think to yourself, I'm turning this in, today could be the day. You know, I'm turning this in, today could be the day. And let's say you wrote a book, and your book gets rejected over and over and over and over again. You go back, you do some rewriting, you do some re-editing, you do whatever you think. Or sometimes you don't even change it. You send it to 100 people. And then you say, I'm going to send it to the 101 publisher. And you send it to that 101st publisher, and they go, boom, I love it. Let's print this book out. And the book goes on to have a success. You know what I mean? That is faith. That is believing. That is never giving up. That is faith. It's something to having just faith. Like, I know that this is for me. It's something powerful about that. There's something strong about that. And with me, I just know things are gonna work out. Like, I don't even try to understand anymore, because I'm just gonna give you my thoughts and my beliefs. And I'm not passing them. I'm not trying to pass them on to you, but I can't speak for everybody else. But this is how I feel. And I thought about this ever since I joined the Navy. I remember when I first joined the Navy, and I was nervous. And I thought, man, what did I get myself into, you know? And I was on the plane, and I was in, we flew to Chicago. And I remember, and I said, I don't have any money, so I can't go back. I can't go home. You know what I mean? I said, hey, man, do they got another bus? Do they got a bus? You know, I think I can get a bus home, because I knew the Greyhound, you know. And then something, I said, you know what? I said, it's going to be all right. It's going to be all right. And then, of course, at the time, I wasn't the most. I didn't go to church a lot then, but I still believed in God then. And I said, well, God, we're going to make this happen. We're going to make this happen. It's going to work out. It's going to work out. And everything worked out. And ever since then, no matter where I've gone, no matter what place I lived in, every now and then, I just look up in the sky. And I say, and this is just the truth, I say, God, I don't know where we're going. I don't know where we're headed, but I'm with you. You know what I'm saying? And I normally call him homeboy back then anyway. I said, homeboy, I'm with you. So whatever we doing, let's do it. And that was always the basis of my life. I said, you know, God, I don't know where we're going, where we're headed, but let's do it, you know? And it worked out okay. It's worked out fine, you know. And up until I got married, I still sort of went by that. You know, I went to church more. I started going to church more. But once I started really getting really into faith and really into believing and really reading the Bible and really praying, you know, once or twice a day, I realized that things have opened up more and more, you know. Now, it's just me personally. As we talked about this before, I'm going to start a podcast about religion, but today is not the day. Today is just me and you talking about it. This is just about having faith when it comes to anything in life, but especially when it comes to trying to start a business. Because faith for me, it was thinking. Another thing that opened my eyes when it comes to starting a business and having faith is, you know, you think about it for a while, and you think about it, and you're working somewhere, and it's fine, it's good. But for me, I didn't graduate college, so I knew that I'm never gonna. I knew that. I'm never going to become CEO of Coke. Not because I can't, not because of hard work, but because the perception of somebody without a college degree in the corporate world, they sort of look down upon that. You know what I mean? I ain't saying you can't. Of course, you could, but for the most part, most companies, they look down on you if you didn't go to college. My sister-in-law, she just graduated from college. I was like, oh, that's awesome, you know? So it'll probably be even more promotions for her down the road, you know what I'm saying? So that's how a lot of companies look at people. And they're like, oh, you went to college? You didn't graduate? Oh, okay. Well, we can, you know, you might go with the middle of management, but, you know, because I remember, and I'll give you an example, had a cousin. He worked a job. He moved up. He became a manager at a job, and then he lost his job. And I remember I said, what kind of jobs are you filling out for? He said, I'm filling out for management. He said, you know, I've been a manager. And I'm like, yeah, but, you know, you didn't graduate from college, so they might make you start all over again. And a lot of times that's what happens. You know, yeah, you can move up. You can move up at any job, and you can become a manager at any job because they see you. They know the hard work you put in. But a lot of times companies, they go, oh, you was a manager over there? Yeah, we never saw that. You didn't graduate from college? Well, you can't be a manager over here. You know, and they want to start you at the bottom because that's just the way that these corporations work. And, you know, is it fair? It's not really my call. But for me, I don't want to go back to college. You know, it's just, I don't want to. And so I want to create something for myself, and I want to create a business for myself, and I want to be able to make the kind of money that I want to make, and I want to be able to do the things that I want to do. And I don't want to be, you know, stuck. I don't want to feel like I'm stuck. And so for me, that's what started the whole, you know, hey, let's start a podcast. Hey, let's start this. Let's start that. Let's try this. Let's try that, you know. And for the last 3 years, it's been going okay, you know. It's been a struggle at times. It hasn't always been rosy. It hasn't always been the best. But I have faith that sooner than later, and sooner I mean within the next year or two, you know, especially by next year, that I will be exactly where I want to be. But for right now, I have faith in myself, and I have faith in the higher power that I am where I'm supposed to be. You know what I mean? And so for me, that is faith. I already know that I can do it. You know, it's like I have the belief, you know, I've always had a belief that I can do anything. I will be able to do anything. And now I match the belief with the faith, you know, and I pray every day and I say, you know, hey, you know, show me some signs, you know, hey, let me know, hey, you know, hey, you know. And, now one thing I will say that I always laugh at, God is not an ATM machine. I don't ask God to say, hey, yo, God, spit out that $1 million, man. I need that $1 million right now, you know. God is not an ATM machine. So, you know, you can ask for $1 billion. You might not get it. But if you pray, if you have faith and you doing the things that you know you need to do, things will work out. You know, it might not be as fast as you want them to be. That's one thing that a lot of people don't understand. Sometimes things happen for a reason. Sometimes they don't happen. Sometimes you don't need that. You know, I remember thinking to myself, you know, what would I would have done if I was 21 and I came into, like, you know, millions of dollars? And I thought, man, it probably would have been a disaster. You know what I mean? So it's a reason why I didn't have $1 million when I was 21. You know what I mean? So sometimes for some of us, you know, things happen for a reason. You know, I remember I'll give you another example, and then we'll get out of here. I'll give you another example of a faith. You know, I was in the first 6 months of the doing the podcast, and you know the numbers were very slow, and the numbers were going very slow, very slow. There was one, two, you know, getting a few here, a few there, you know. Then one day, I remember I was trying to get to I just wanted to get 1,000 downloads. So, you know, if I get to 1,000 downloads, I'm gonna keep it going, you know. And I remember I was at like, maybe I was at like 700, you know, something like that. And I remember one day, I hit the refresh button. I checked the podcast, and it said 1K. And I said, man, what? And then it said, you know, on this day I had like 200 something downloads, you know. And I thought, wow, whoa. And I said, you know, and I was getting, and I was starting to, and I'm starting to get kind of, you know, man, it sucks, and man, I'm doing this, but man, and, you know. But I said, you know what? You know, I was talking, doing my praying, and you know, I was like, you know, God, I know I'm not making any money from the podcast, but if we could, you know, at least get up to 1,000, then I could keep it going. And boom, here we are. You know, it was a sign. It wasn't the next day, but it was in like a week, you know. And it made me very excited. You know, I remember I called my wife. I said, "Hey, I got 1,000 downloads. Hey, we got something." And you know, it just made me keep it going and keep striving. And I said, you know what? We're gonna keep it going. And a lot, and sometimes in life there are peaks and valleys. I know this, you know this. And there's times where you're like, you just want everything to go your way all the time. We all do that. It's human nature. If I had it my way, I would work 30 minutes a day, make $2 billion a year, and you know, just travel the world 360. No, three. I would, because of my wife, I would travel the world 180 days out of the year, maybe. You know, and the other 6 months, I would love to just stay at home. But you know, I know that's not reality. You know, I'm going to get it to where I travel quite a bit with my wife and my baby. But we're not there yet. But I have the faith that this is going to happen. You know what I mean? I know, you know, because every day I tell, every day I ask, I don't tell God anything, but every day I ask God for clarity, I ask God for guidance, and I ask God to give me wisdom to keep striving and to keep thriving in this life that I'm living, you know. And I'm the most important thing that I want to do, forget about being business. The most important thing, no matter what, like I said before, no matter what you believe in, the most important thing that we all can do, and for anybody to improve themselves, is just to be an overall better human. Now we all can do better at, we can all be better at communicating with people. We can all do better at telling each other that we love them. We can all do better with, you know, the relationships in life, the relationships with strangers, you know, even if you don't know somebody and you see them, don't judge, don't laugh at people in their situations, you know. It's you know, sometimes life gets hard, you know. Life gets, you know, life can be a bully, you know what I mean? And we all know this. And for some, they let it get them, they let life keep them down. But for others, especially people that listen to this show, you swing back at life and you'll be okay. And so, ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it. I hope you enjoyed this bonus episode of Online Marketing Moves. Go back, listen to all the shows. We got plenty of other Sunday motivating shows, and that you can listen to. And we might bring that back into the fold. I've been trying to record just Monday through Friday, but you know, sometimes things happen. But ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, eventually we're gonna have a tight schedule, and we're gonna have a time that we drop and everything like that. But ladies and gentlemen, with that being said, that is it. We'll be back tomorrow with the all new episode of Online Marketing Moves. But until then, my name is Tony Rizzano. God bless. And as always, everybody, peace.